Let's pick up Ilana in Denver, and her dad's had a car accident, so, with intestinal surgery. Are you there, Ilana?
Yes, I am.
Okay, and how old is your dad?
He will be 58 this coming June.
Yeah, okay. So tell me a little bit, in the injury, what happened?
Well, he was hit from a driver's side.
Okay.
Really badly by a Chevy.
Okay.
Silverado truck. So
okay.
He had a very big hit on to his left kidney.
I see.
His left side.
Got it. Did he lose the left kidney?
No.
Oh, wonderful. But wonderful.
No.
That's great.
But they said at first they were afraid that it might happen because
yeah, he was maybe bleeding.
Yeah, one of the vessels leading to your left kidney was bleeding.
Yep.
And then they said that it was just oozing the blood.
That's wonderful. Yeah.
Yeah, and its first diagnosis were really terrible. But
So what happened to the intestines? Did he cut his intestines or tear his intestine?
Yeah, they said that there was a tear there.
Mm-hmm.
There was a blood clot, so they had to remove it.
But they re-sewed it together. Okay, good.
They said that they took out about 6 inches.
Well, that's quite a tear he had. Okay, well, you know, the first thing you want to do is get him on nucleotides so that he can heal quickly. And how much does he weigh?
He was almost 200 pounds.
Okay.
And he's not very tall. He is about 5'6", 5'7".
So that's a little bit overweight for him.
Yeah, that's what they told us at the hospital, too.
Well, I would say 4 nucleotides per meal will dramatically speed his healing, okay? And, of course, I would get him on the digestants, like the HCL detox kit, and I would get him on Quantum Digest. So it's 2 of the digest whenever he eats cooked food. And the HCL, at his age and weight, he'd probably want to use about 4 HCL and 2 activator. And these, he can take all these at the end of meals. And that should improve his overall healing.
Mm-hmm.
I would also want to, he's had several fractures, so you'll want to get him on pH paper so you can check his first morning urine pH. And then using that, you'll adjust the dose of Coral in the pH trio so you can force the first morning urine pH back into the green zone, 6.4 to 7.0. This will speed the healing of the fractures, okay?
Yeah, unfortunately, he's on Coumadin.
Well, Coumadin won't matter here, except that one of the things would help to prevent it from screwing up the vitamin K and the fracture knitting is to get him on some vitamin K2, okay? So you may be able to hit a health food store and buy some of that separate. That should then allow him to get better healing of the fractures, even on the Coumadin. Okay? And so Coumadin, he's on that for blood thinning, for what? Was he on heart medication before he got in the accident?
No. He wasn't at all. He was about to leave a rehabilitation hospital.
Oh.
And he found it was hurting him in the left leg because it was severely bruised and swollen.
Okay.
He spent 2 weeks in bed in regular hospital and then 2 weeks in
rehab.
So when he pointed out, they kept him for one more week, and of course they put
him. I would ask them to get him off the Coumadin then, because it's going to interfere with the fracture healing, okay? And if he goes off that, then he doesn't need the vitamin K2.
But they said that he needs to take it for 3 more months.
Why?
They're afraid that he might
have a blood clot?
Another blood clot.
Oh. So there was a blood clot in that leg then?
Yeah.
I see. All right, then he needs to get on the vitamin K2, okay?
He does need vitamin K2.
Yes, he will. Mm-hmm. Because it will prevent the Coumadin from hurting the bone healing.
Okay.
See, normally Coumadin interferes with the healing of fractures.
Uh-huh.
Okay, so the K2 will prevent that.
Okay. And it's okay if we just buy it over the counter?
You'll have to for now because the K2 for our supplements will soon be in Bone and Joint Complex. Bone and Joint Complex would help him as well, and it would help him heal faster. But seeing that he's got the Coumadin, this tends to really interfere with the vitamin K2. That's the main thing it does. So having that together, he can then be assured his fractures will heal well. It would be a good idea to put him on about maybe 3 bone and joint complex per meal. That would also help a great deal. The K2, you're looking to get about 150 micrograms, and you're looking to get that maybe once per day.
Okay. Once a day.
Okay.
He's asking for side effects because
No side effects. Coumadin is a rat poison, could kill him, could cause hemorrhaging. What I would do if he has to take it for 4 months, I would be taking something like Invisivane. Invisivane strengthens the artery and the venal integrity so that you don't have the loss of blood through the artery and vein from the damage of the Coumadin. So he would take like 2 of these at breakfast, and that should protect him from the side effect of the Coumadin. There's no side effect from these nutrients except health. Okay?
Yeah. The other problem is he can't really sleep well, and he had this problem before.
Okay, and what is the sleep issue? Is it going off to sleep, staying asleep? What exactly is the problem?
Going to the bathroom.
Oh, getting up to urinate.
Yeah.
Okay, up to urinate. So was he diagnosed with a prostate problem?
They said that he did have it, but they said after the surgery that probably had it's been taken care of. She never checked it. She doesn't like doctors.
Okay. Well, if it is the prostate, then you'd want to get him prostate complex. Okay. But it could be the bladder. So we would try prostate complex first, about 4 per meal. And usually this will take it right down. But normally if this has gone on a long time, there'll be biofilms in the prostate, and so we would add allicidin 4 per meal, and there's a possibility that there's a mycoplasmic organism there, and then we would add hyssop. But normally, prostate and allicidin does it. If necessary, we'd add hyssop again 4 per meal because of his weight, and that should within, I would say, the prostate and allicidin will cut down his urinary frequency 50 to 80% if it's not completely gone. Add the hyssop and or start them all at once, and within 2-3 weeks he should be able to sleep through the night without getting up to pee. That should allow him to heal way faster. Okay?
Yeah.
Usually you'll need to do this for about 12 weeks. All the infections out of there. He's sleeping through the night. As soon as he's sleeping through the night, he does not quit. He still uses it about 12 weeks, then he's done. Okay?
Okay.
Good luck, kiddo.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Really appreciate it. Bye-bye.
Bye now.